They say life is a room full of idiots, and then you die. No more dealing with people you hate, just you in the ethereal plane. Bliss, tranquility, true peace. But not you. Oh no. I'm going to make damn sure you'll be dealing with me long after you're gone. There will be no rest in peace for you. It will be the only justice I can see for you, as in life, you have tormented me to no end. You think you're so smart, talking to me the way you do, laughing at me when I make a mistake, making those little jibes here and there. Each another needle in my cold, dead heart. And yet, I see the way you look at me. How your eyes dip into my cleavage, and you're always looking back up when I turn around to face you. I know what you think of me. Think I'm some gloomy girl with her silly little opinions, and that you'd like to fuck every single thought out of my pretty little head. See me writhing in pleasure and pain, unable to make a noise beyond moans, screams, and whimpers. Have you imagined all the ways you want to break me down? Piece by piece, inch by inch? Like a fucking house of cards, you can just blow me down. Big puff. Does it make you feel good? Thinking that you're the boss in this relationship? What a fucking idiot. My hatred of you goes deeper than guts, than blood, than life itself. I've had to deal with you for far too long. Not even your timely demise would satisfy my resentment. And even in death, will you not be able to escape my ire? One day you'll die, and I'll go to your funeral in a red dress. I'll celebrate that day for the rest of my life. Then, long after your body is in the ground and the grass has grown over your grave, I'll come to visit you. It'll be nice. A cool night, a full moon illuminating the graveyard. I'll lay white roses on your gravestone and stare at your epitaph for a long, meaningful moment. I'll remember the good times, as few and far between as they were. And then, that moment will soon pass, and it'll be time for the real reason I stopped by. I didn't come to pay my respects, or grieve, or for closure. No. My agenda is far more personal. You once told me that I'd only ever be happy again over your cold, dead body. Have it your way, then. You're going to lay there, 6 feet under, while I fuck someone on your grave. I don't know who it'll be. I don't particularly care. I'll rip their clothes off, push them to the ground, almost exactly the way you'll be laying in eternal state. I'll slather my tongue all over their neck and chest and take their cock as far down my throat as I possibly can get it, milking every ounce of pleasure I can. They'll scream and cry and beg me the way you never did. They know their place, that their pleasure is at my mercy. I'll ride their face until I come and cry out to the gods of death and decay. My cries will be prayers of thanks as they have finally and truly freed me. And then, after I've caught my breath and my head has stopped spinning, I'll bend over your headstone and be fucked so hard the stone might break. I'll forget all about you, about why I'm doing this, about everything you've ever done to me. No thought will enter my mind beyond the absolute ecstasy that someone else gave me. And I'll come my brains out right there. I'll scream so loud you'll hear me on the other side. I deserve it. After all of the shit you put me through when you were alive, you owe me that small amount of pleasure. The desecration of your grave will be my greatest achievement. I will remember that night for the rest of my life until I'm resting in my own plot, far, far away from yours. And then I'll fuck you in the afterlife too.